and especially from every shire's end of England, the holy, blissful martyr for to seek, that them hath helpen when that they were weak.
The album starts with a quote from Geoffrey Chaucer.
Yes.
Is it a pilgrimage, this record?
Yes, it very much is. It's like a pilgrimage around England.
Did you travel around the British Isles and write the songs as you were going? Are they observations?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about this. I got on buses, on trains, taxis sometimes, my bicycle, walking.
So rebuild the railways, firm up all the roads. No one is leaving now, this is your home.
It's like meditations on the country now, and I kind of weave those into the feelings around the breakup of a relationship. You know, it's like a tapestry of those two things. You're never sure whether it's a personal statement or an elegy to the country, you know.
I love this country, Dane, and I am your kid.
And you sing at one point on the record, I love this country. I mean, it's a patriotic record in that way.
I love this country, Dane, you are my kin. It's me looking back up north to where both my families originate from.
I am the maypole dancing with the sun. I wear my ribbons white and red.
And also there's one song called Ribbons in which there is a reference to the flag of St George, the Scottish flag, the Welsh flag. It is a tour of the whole of the British Isles.
Yeah, the ribbons. They're the ribbons on the maypole, or, you know, and the idea of renewal, fertility, hope, summer, optimism.
I am the master striding out to war.
The idea of weaving needlework.
I wear my ribbons white and blue.
We are arts and crafts.
This is an arts and crafts record rather than a rock and roll record.
Most definitely.
The album is the second in 11 years from a sort of supergroup led by Albarn under the name The Good, The Bad and The Queen. It features bassist Paul Simonon, who used to be in The Clash, one of the most rock and roll groups of all time. The band also includes on drums Tony Allen, who played with Nigerian superstar Fela Kuti. But Maryland does cast a melancholy eye over Britain's countryside and its traditions, including music hall and vaudeville humour.
We don't care, cos we're all animal lovers.
It's stirring in the same way as a song like Jerusalem is.
So this is a lament, this record, really, isn't it?
An elegy, in a way. A lamentable elegy.
If you got dreams you keep and you're leaving me.
I know you don't want the album to be heard and interpreted simply as a reflection on Brexit.
Well, you see, what I think the problem, if we want yet another person add their tuppence worth to the debate, I think the wrong question was asked. If it had been put somehow like, there's something wrong here within the bigger cultural family, so we're going to have a referendum, and then whoever wins that begins the conversation about what is wrong. But, you know, what happened was it felt like it was rushed together. You know, even Michael Gove, when I accosted him outside the studio, admitted that they could have done things better.
Outside here?
Yeah.
At your studio?
Yeah.
Or he happened to be walking past?
He was running past.
Yeah. And you stopped him?
Yes.
How did that conversation go?
Not physically, but we had a conversation, which is exactly what we need to continue to do. And, you know, the problem was it was never a mandate. It was never like the flag at the front of the crusade. So, in the sense, we've had this period of conversation, and now I think we need to test the water again about where this conversation is going.
As a musician with a global view who tours the world practically, what difference would it make after Brexit?
Well, it's just going to make the whole thing more difficult. Working with people, bringing people into the UK, leaving the UK, it's going to be difficult. You know, that will put a lot of people off. And if you see music, as I do, as part of our national health, the thing that Brexit is supposed to improve is give us more money for the national health. It's going to be to the detriment of our national health. And that's a great concern, if not a great sadness to me.
Music is part of our national health?
Yes.
Music on prescription?
Yes. Well, I mean, that's another whole conversation. Prescriptive music.